We're on the air with weirdos.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 724.
So we got this note from Simon, and in it he said,
"Do you think authors should always totally unplug for at least a week each year?"
You know, you asked me that 10 years ago, I would have said no. It seems stupid, but I was really into burning the candle at both ends back then. Sometime in my mid-30s, though, it turned out that I wasn't 25 anymore, and burning the candle at both ends just meant that my ass caught on fire, and that was no fun.
And this not being 25 only happened to you in your mid-30s?
I was a late bloomer. I discovered the value of deliberate pacing, and actually how to use deliberately pacing myself in order to get more done than I was getting done when I was running at full speed. Because it's like a sprint, right? If you sprint full speed, pretty soon you're not going to be sprinting. You'll keep going forward until you drop, but you're not going to be sprinting. There's a bit of a tortoise and the hare effect. Important not to become too tortoise-like, but I have become a convert to the wisdom of unplugging and quietude. Moving up to the country a few years ago is what did it for me. From the time I was 7 years old, I lived in the heart of the fast lane, in a very densely populated urban area that always had cool stuff going on, and there was never time to stop, and I didn't want to. And I didn't realize how exhausting it was until I moved away. 3 weeks later, I came back to get some more stuff and to see some friends, and the noise and the craziness had me rattling around. And then, over the next year and a half, I did more books than I'd done in the previous three. Unplugging does wonders for your ability to declench and find creative flow. I highly recommend it. If you can do it for a week each year, that's brilliant. If you can only do it for a day each week, it probably wouldn't hurt.
A day each week would be more than a week each year.
I meant a week at a time.
Oh, right.
Most people get a weekend, or at least a day off in, you know, every week. But even doing it for a day each week really help. Here's another sentence I never thought I'd hear myself say, but the ancient Jews were really on to something with the whole Sabbath day thing. Not sure about the going to temple and sacrificing sheep and not turning on the oven stuff, but the unplugging for relaxation and contemplation, very, very healthy thing to do. Really livens up the life of the mind and helps the creative juices flow. So, yes, I think finding ways to deliberately unplug, and I mean unplug from everything, not just leave social media, but leave the internet behind, leave screens behind, be alone with your thoughts, be together with people whom you do not have to put up a face for. Go out into nature and remember how closely connected to it you are. Very good and healthy things. So, for what it's worth, there you go. Thanks for sending it in, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.